rhymes with Reagan.
It rhymes with Reagan. It's good. Michael Kagan is with me today, and we're going to be chatting a little bit more about government relations and media consulting, because you are a lobbyist, sir.
I am indeed.
How are you?
I'm very good.
Good. Okay. Lobbyist 101, what is it?
A lobbyist, we're a little different than what is portrayed by Hollywood, right?
Okay.
We're not all evil.
It's pretty nice. I got to let you know.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. No, like in the States, because they don't have campaign spending limits, lobbyists are all about the renting of politicians. Up here, it's more of almost an ombudsperson role. When government doesn't work well, which is usually most of the time, there's, you know, whether it's an association, that could be a business association, that could be a nonprofit or a First Nation or a corporation. Basically, if they have an issue, we can assist them in getting that issue resolved, both at, you know, working at the political level and at the civil service level.
Okay. So you do important work.
Yes.
Important work. And yes, that's good. Good to know. So what we're talking about, we're talking a little bit about how Twitter worked for your business.
Yeah.
And how that connected. Can you explain to me why you love Twitter?
Well, when I first met Twitter, I didn't love it. I didn't love it. It was more like, what is this? And why does this even exist? Right. Yeah. But a friend of mine, she insisted that I try it, and in fact worked with me. And what I found that it did was it's given me an amazing access to information. You know, all the, you know, links to different things, news stories or items that I otherwise wouldn't be aware of. Mm-hmm. But because my company website is linked to my Twitter account, it's also driven when people search for a lobbyist in BC. I mean, I'm right at the top because my Twitter handle is @BCLobbyist. Mm-hmm. So it's actually proven to be, much to my shock, the most effective advertising tool I've ever used.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very powerful.
Yeah.
And for something that's, it doesn't cost you a lot of money to do, but time, right, to get it done and get it going. And
it took some time. I actually, this friend, because she was so helpful, I actually paid her to sort of, okay, take me through the, okay, I'm intrigued enough, but your time is worth something, just like my time is worth mm-hmm. something. So I paid her. She set up my, TweetDeck account and all that other stuff, and really kind of held my hand through the first little phase, and then I kind of took the ball and ran.
It is hard in the beginning because you're trying to get your head wrapped around what is this.
Yeah.
But I think once you get into it and you start discovering how that's going to be beneficial and connecting with people in a very different way, it is quite powerful.
It is. It's almost like the invention of the laser. When the laser was first invented, it was a solution in search of a problem, and now, you know, lasers are everywhere. Like,
right.
Whether it's, you know, your DVD player, or, you know, I had LASIK surgery mm-hmm. last year, so I don't have to wear glasses.
Right.
I mean, it's just amazing.
It's just part of our lives.
Exactly.
Okay. So, do you use Facebook at all? Do you do LinkedIn?
I am on Facebook. I am on LinkedIn. LinkedIn, I find, is a useful tool in terms of communicating, sort of business to business, sending some messages, whatnot. Facebook, it's more, it's more social. It's more just, you know, posting funny things and chatting mm-hmm. with friends or acquaintances or friends of friends.
Right.
And Twitter is almost like, it's kind of like, you know, it's almost like the equivalent of, you know, that stock feed, and it goes scrolling across, you know, as that is to people who closely follow financial markets. That's kind of how Twitter is to me. It's like, you know, I've got things set up so that, you know, those topics I'm interested in need to cover, bang, right there.
How long have you been doing Twitter?
I guess I've been doing it for about 2 or 3 years, maybe
okay.
3 years. And and I've got about 7,500 followers, and I always... unless you're a Russian porn bot, I always follow back.
There you go.
You know, it's like, so if you're a real live human being, I will follow you back.
Oh, there you go. But you also know that that's about giving back and building community and relationships, right? That's always your thing.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it's also learning the etiquette. Like, you know, I always thank people if they retweet. I retweet other people. There's crazy characters that I've met through Twitter that are here today.
Yeah.
I mean, it's wonderful.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's the fun thing. Yeah, we're talking about you, Sean, ranting in CR, our lovely Sean.
Yeah, who, like that's – I literally met him through Twitter.
Yeah, he's so shy, hey?
Yeah, I know. He's like me.
He's just a shy little man, that boy. I made him hold the tent in for me today. But I met him last year here. Like, yeah. But we've connected. We had some really good conversations on Twitter about things that were important to us. And we actually have broken a barrier because we did it over the online because he had an opinion. I thought, I love that opinion. Yeah. Like, that works for me. And that's part of how I feel about things. And we've actually have, I think, a really good connection because of something that we feel strongly about.
Yeah.
And I think we can all find that.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. I think one has to be, you know, with all social media, one has to be careful in terms of privacy issues. I think there's also some people, there can be issues around cyberbullying and stuff like that.
Yes.
And I think there's also a tendency for some people, you know, certain topics to try and shout down other people. And I think actually that as we progress, I'm hoping that kind of behavior is going to disappear. And, you know, people are going to be a lot more open-minded. And I think it's happening because, you know, someone who only watches Fox News is going to be badly misinformed, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas if you go onto Twitter, you know, you have the opportunity to see things from a variety of perspectives.
Right.
And I think it leads, I think as part of the information age, I think it encourages people to be more open-minded and more knowledgeable.
I think this is fascinating. I'm really glad that you came by and hung out in the tent because I learned, like I got to say, every time I have somebody in the tent, I learn something. And I think I'm going to be coming away the most knowledgeable person at Social Media Camp because I get to have people like you come in and tell me amazing things. And I'm really pleased to hear how Twitter has been a real boon for you.
Yeah.
And supporting your clients and supporting beliefs and things that are going on here in Canada.
And people who, like, you know, at BC Lobbyist, Twitter me, I'm happy to, and if people want to check out my website, mgcltd.ca, and find out what I'm about, more than welcome to.
Perfect. So learn more about what a lobbyist is, because that's something, I mean, I had to figure out my 101 on this, but I'm glad I did.
I'm really
pleased. I thank you. So this is Michael Kagan.
Kagan,
I got that. And he's with Government Relations and Media Consulting. And yeah, check him out because I think you'll learn a lot. And we're going to go from there. So more people coming into the tent a little bit later, but keep listening. Thanks, everyone.